The workshop is on fundraising success and sustainability. Presenting at the event will be Roger Craver, a veteran fundraiser, author of the book Retention Fundraising, and co-editor of an online blog, The Agitator. Katie Craver, CEO of Donor Trends, will also be presenting at the event. KPCW spoke with Roger Craver about the event.
What we're going to do is cover some real basics that every nonprofit needs to know, because the world is changing quickly in the world of fundraising, and nonprofit work is changing quickly. You know, there are fewer donors these days supporting these nonprofits, so they are giving more money, but there are less donors, fewer donors, and far more nonprofits. So being on top of your game becomes very important, and that's what we're going to concentrate on, is the basics for thriving in this new world.
The event will center around four topics: overcoming barriers to growth, designing and building a donor-centric organization, knowing your fundraising vital signs, and identifying, understanding, and curing your fundraising pain points. Craver explains what building a donor-centric organization means.
By donor-centric, I mean an organization who focuses almost all of its attention on the donor rather than on the organization itself. I don't mean an organization that ignores its mission. But, you know, many organizations love to cite the statistics about how many meals they served and how nice or not nice their offices are, how many news clips they got or radio interviews they got. And so they become very, most nonprofits become very organization-centric as opposed to focusing on the donor. And it is the donor that really is the lifeblood of most of these organizations. So failure to focus on the donor is almost certain to result in failure in growth.
Craver is very focused on staying up to date with issues that affect fundraising. He recently published a post on his blog about the Me Too movement and the potential dangers of harassment in fundraising culture.
Of the case of sexual harassment in the workplace, it's rooted in an imbalance of power. The inequality between usually a powerful older man and a less powerful younger woman. And the Association of Fundraising Professionals did a study of sexual harassment in the fundraising workplace and found that one out of four fundraisers, most of them women, have been sexually harassed by a donor. It's a problem, and what this study found is that when the women fundraisers report, or any fundraiser who's been assaulted reports the assault to the organization, that 20% of the organization simply ignore it or say, "Don't sweat it. We take care of that donor." Because we need the money. So that's an appalling statistic. Fundraising is a peculiar business because a lot of the transactions and interaction between a donor and a fundraiser occur sometimes in a private home, sometimes in a private office. And so there's a degree of secrecy or non-transparency that gives rise to some of this. So it's something that every organization needs to be aware of. Things are changing and generations change, and maybe we can expect the older generation to eventually die off and the problem will be solved, but I don't think so. I think it has to be addressed.
Maddie Shear of the Park City Community Foundation also joined KPCW.
One of the things you said at the end of that blog post is just this idea that, you know, the donor, even though in one hand we're saying the donor is always first, obviously an organization needs to make the right decision if something like this occurs. And some of this idea of that, you know, one particular donor is why the organization could be successful. That's a dangerous, regardless of the Me Too issue, it's a dangerous position to be in when an organization feels so dependent on one or two major donors. And I feel like a lot of this this workshop really talks to that, that it's that full database of donors that you have. They're each and every one of them important, not just the one that is at the top of the pyramid.
The nonprofit workshop is scheduled for May 3rd from 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Park City Hospital. You can register for the event at parkcitycf.org. For KPCW, I'm David Boyle.